Hare Krishna, here we are in Ujjain, and got here day before yesterday, having flown through Istanbul, where on the outskirts of Istanbul we had this very successful Namhara camp. About 50 devotees were there, and there were some devotees from Hungary came along as well to do seminars. Niranjan Swami Maharaj was also there, and it was very good. It was very good. More and more devotees are coming, and then via Mumbai, Indore, we got here, and as sometimes happens, unfortunately, I really got what is quite aptly said in the English language, my death cold, from all the AC airports, AC airplanes, AC cars, AC. Everything's AC'd except for outside, and outside it's hot. Anyhow, so I've been struggling with that. Today we start our organizational development meetings, which are very sort of proactive meetings in regards to, well, just what it's about, developing the organizational skills of the GBC and helping to work on certain projects. And those are led by Gopal Bhatta Prabhu, and it's extremely good program in my opinion. Of course, this is, you know, our what's called MGM, our midterm general meeting, and the AGM, or annual general meeting, that takes place in Mayapur, as per Srila Prabhupada's instruction. This usually takes place outside of Mayapur, somewhere else, usually in India, but it's been in the West as well. And then the GBC meetings will work with some of these move forward and work with some of these organizational themes and do some also what we call strategic planning, such as book distribution, preaching, how to organize GBC meetings, structure GBC. There's many, many topics, including one, for instance, that we're working on is Guru Dakshina. Other topics the GBCs will be dealing with, they'll be meeting with Hridayananda Maharaj and talking about the topic of Krishna West and some of his other comments. Then there'll be discussion on the developments or problematic developments in Brooklyn Temple. These are sort of major issues, and then there are other lesser ones. So, all in all, we're always extremely busy. And I would have liked to yesterday go visit Mahakaleshwar, who is one could say the presiding deity, Lord Shiva here. He's one of the 12 Jyotirlingas of India. And, of course, Ujjain is where Krishna came and went to school, Sandipani Muni's school. And Sandipani Muni's ashram is also nearby. I really wanted to go visit these places yesterday, but I was so unwell that I didn't think it was sort of wise, especially go to Mahakaleshwar's temple in there barefoot. Anyhow, one place that I'd really like to visit is a about 40 kilometers away, and that's the place where Sudam and Krishna took shelter of a tree during the big storm when they went to fetch firewood. It's a long way. It's going a long way to get firewood until next morning Sandipani Muni came and found them. So that's that is another one of many other places. And here, of course, is once every 12 years is the Kumbh Mela, and there's the liver Kshipra, which goes through the city, and Lord Ramachandra also did the Pindha ceremony for his father's, when he heard of his father's departure, then he did it here at Ramghat on the banks of the river. So it's a very holy place, and ISKCON Temple is such a nice temple here, in my opinion, one of the nicest temples, and I've only been here once, quite a long time ago, and things are really in very nice shape, and it's here for a Gaur Purnima festival, as I remember. And right now we're staying here in some devotee's apartment, and getting ready for our meetings, which are taking place in 30 minutes, and in the meantime I'm also supposed to do a Diwali message for being projected in Trafalgar Square when we have our Diwali function over there. So that's it for today, and Hare Krishna.